You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey everybody, if you are running your own Facebook group, I'm going to show you the one strategy that will 10x your engagement today. Welcome to the show. My name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. I'm really excited to show you this brand new Facebook update that recently rolled out, I think in the last 5 days. I used it last night. I'm going to talk about it in depth on today's episode, but oh my goodness, my comment section in my several Facebook groups that I run blew up like overnight. I haven't seen organic engagement like this. I haven't seen so many members excited actually to engage and comment on my posts. And I haven't just seen activity this crazy in my groups before, ever since this one feature rolled out. Of course, I am talking about Facebook prompts. So if you are a Facebook group owner, whether it's for your customers or for your team, you might have already seen this feature pop up in your feed where a few people basically create prompts, ask questions, and you can participate by uploading a photo and organically engaging in a fun and exciting way. So today I'm going to show you how to use Facebook prompts, how to create your own prompts, and three ways that you can use it to grow your business and 10x your engagement in your Facebook groups. So if you're tuned in with me, please say hi and tell me where you're watching from. I want to say hi to all of my viewers here. Aline, hey, Louisa says, pen and paper ready. I'm so glad. Leophil is with us. Hey, hey, Evangeline, Rocile, Elsie, Roxanne. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you are here, do me a favor. Tag all your friends in the comment section so that everybody who runs a Facebook group, because they are going to benefit from this information, so that they can see how exactly they can use Facebook prompts to grow their business and to grow their Facebook groups. So tag them in the comment section. I see Monty sent me 500 stars. Thanks. Thanks, Monty. So stars are enabled on this broadcast, you guys. So send me stars. These stars actually allow me to create more of this content for you. So please send me some stars, send me some hearts, and tag your friends in the comment section. Also, share this broadcast into your chat groups, into your wall, into your training groups, if you have those as well. Also, if you're tuning in from the podcast, hey, hey to you guys, to all my listeners, please remember to rate and subscribe to us wherever you are consuming this podcast. And if you're watching on my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button, like this video, and turn on your notifications so that you don't miss any of my future videos. So let's dive in, Facebook prompt. So I am going to show you my screen right now, my phone, because I really want to give you a visual on what this looks like. So Facebook prompts are basically a creative way for you to ask questions and to compel your audience to engage with you. So Facebook has really made it super visual for us to do this, because before, the only options for us to really ask questions to our audience is through polls on our Facebook walls. If you want to ask a recommendation, all you can really do is upload sort of a text graphic. Another way you can ask questions before Facebook prompts is by using the question sticker on Facebook stories, which is a little bit more fun, a little bit more visual. But with the rollout of Facebook prompts, it's crazy. The engagement is, you know, I think it's because people really, really like visuals. They like photos, they like participating, and they like talking about themselves. And this kind of is engagement on steroids. So let me show you my experience, because we tried this last night and kind of just for fun, we asked our Facebook group to share a photo of their workspace. So that's just something fun that we thought of, you know, why don't we just try the feature and get everybody to post a photo of their workspace? And we really didn't think it would make such a big difference. But we were so wrong, because look, like, the engagement on this is basically 10 times what I would get on a single post. And when you, this is what's so cool about it, is it creates kind of a carousel of all of the entries of from people who participated in, you know, in the prompt. So when you swipe to the left, you're going to see what pictures you've gotten from your audience. And so a lot of them started to post kind of what their workspace looks like. And it's so much fun just to see people participate in such a really committed way, uploading a photo. You know, they had to either take a photo or look for a photo in their galleries. And I think that's just so sweet. But that just goes to show that if you just get a little bit more creative, people will share a little bit more about themselves as well. And so I had to stay up all night trying to look through all of these entries, trying to look through all these photos, because there were so many of them. It's approaching like 200 comments now. And let me explain the comment section. So the comment section is organic, obviously. It's in a group, but it's filled with photos. It's so visual. It's like entry after entry of people just sharing their stories and sharing their photos. And I haven't had a comment section like this in the past where it's just filled with photos. And it's just so much fun because Facebook has made it so easy for us. So let me show you how to create Facebook prompts now. Right now it's only available in Facebook groups. You won't be able to do this, on your profile, for example, or within your Facebook fan page. But I imagine that Facebook is, if this actually goes well, which I think it does because a lot of people are participating, I can see Facebook rolling this out for Facebook profiles and Facebook fan pages as well. So to create your own prompt is really very easy. So you go into your group, right? As I am in my group. So I apologize for the delay in my scrolling in here. And that's because of my little software here, but I'll try to make it as smooth as I can for you. So, as if you were posting regularly, tap in the box where you would post your content. So when you tap on that, you will see your menu right down here below. And what you want to do is look for write a prompt. It's right down there, right at the bottom of the list. So it might not be obvious or easy to find right now, but I imagine as this grows into a more robust kind of feature on Facebook, it's going to find its way on top of the menu. So you can click on it, write a prompt, or tap it. And from here, you can create your own prompt that you want people to participate in. And the opportunities are endless. So Facebook really makes it easy for you by giving you kind of your starter prompts right here. And you can see, you can choose post a picture of, so you can say post a picture of your breakfast or post a picture of your favorite hair care product. Another prompt that they have in here is let's see your favorite snack, let's see your favorite book, let's see your favorite movie. Another prompt that they have in here is show me your best, like show me your best outfit, show me your best glam, or share a picture from vacation, share a picture from your childhood. So there's a lot of things that you can think of to get your audience to participate. But I've also made it extra easy for you by including a free download with this video. Yay! I know you guys love free downloads. So up top on my descriptions or my captions, you can see a link to my 100 Facebook prompts. So I created 25 prompts for each of these four preset prompts that Facebook has prepared for you so that you can just choose a prompt and then post it on your Facebook group. So these are ready to go kind of list that's just ready for you. It's open for download for everyone. So, you know, it's free. So go ahead and download that, have fun and implement that today. And that really is it. So what you want to do is just write the prompt right here. So let's say, for example, I choose post a picture of, and then you can just fill in the blank. So post a picture of your breakfast, for example. And from there, you can choose your colors. Right now, they only have like gradients and these kind of really vanilla colors. This one's pretty, but I also imagine that eventually they're going to come up with really creative backgrounds for this. But I believe the reason for just the solid color is for you to be able to let your picture shine through, because this also allows you to to upload your own pictures so that you get the conversation going. Because, you know, if it's a new group or if it's a group that's been dormant, people might be a little bit shy sharing their own stories. So Facebook allows you to upload your own breakfast photo or whatever it is that you want to ask a prompt for, and to get that conversation going. So when you're done uploading your photo, you can tap on done and that'll be posted in your Facebook group. And it's so easy, so much fun just to see the answers come up. So I want to give you three ways that you can use this for your business, because I imagine that a lot of you are tuning in right now are also running your own Facebook group or several Facebook groups even. And with this feature, you can actually use Facebook prompts to run challenges, for example. So that's number one. You can run your own contests, your competition, product giveaways, for example, or just a challenge to get people talking inside your group. So you can do, you know, your smile challenge, your favorite OOTD challenge, whatever kind of challenge that is relevant to your business or to your product. You can run that. So you can ask people to share a photo of themselves or share a photo of the product that you sell. And, you know, you can choose a winner, choose two winners, multiple winners, and give away a free product, for example. So that's one creative way to get people participating in your challenge that's built within Facebook. I really like that they've rolled out with this, because I would really love it. Here I am again, making my own request. Let me tell you a funny story after this, but I would really love it if there were a lot more challenge-related or contest-related features on Facebook so that I don't have to go out of Facebook to run challenges. Like right now, when you go on Google, you know, contest or challenge platforms or contest giveaway platforms, it's always outside Facebook, or there's no other way to link it except for when you link your Instagram accounts. There's really no way, or easy way at least, to run a challenge from within Facebook. So I would really love it if Facebook comes out with a lot more competition-related or challenge-related features on this platform. And this is my funny story, just a little sidebar, because on my last video, I was talking about how it was so hard to navigate within Facebook groups and find topics. I was talking about how what online tools I was using in 2020 to strengthen the digital side of my business. And one of those tools was Slack. And it's a team management tool where I have conversations with my team, and I can organize our conversations into channels or hashtags. And I was complaining on that broadcast about how Facebook can't do that. And after that broadcast, Facebook rolled out with a brand new way to organize your topics. And they have topic hashtags. They have an easy way to find your topics and organize your conversations. I was like, were they listening? Obviously, that could possibly be just coincidence, but just in case Facebook is listening to me right now, I would really love for you guys to create a lot more challenge related features. But anyway, that's one way that you could use Facebook prompts. Another way is to run Facebook prompts as a way for you to collect user generated content. So I love user generated content because this is organic, non-paid promotion from people who are already buying your products. So if, for example, you want to get your customers sending you photos, this is a great way to get them to send photos. So for example, hey, VIP customers, show me your best, you know, show me your best hairstyle. If you're selling a hair care product, you might want them to send you a selfie with your product. And then from there, you can ask them to also share a story about their experience. And, you know, it's up to you to decide what incentive or what prize you want to give your customers for participating in that. But this is just a great way to generate a lot of UGCs or user generated content, or to collect a lot of them. Because as they upload their photos within a Facebook prompt, they can also write their own descriptions or captions. And so now I have so many pictures in this comment section that I can share on our fan page, that I can share as a user generated content. And it's just a treasure now of resources for me to use, of content for me to use. So it's such a great way for you to collect user-generated content from your customers or from your team. And lastly, one way that you can use this is to creatively welcome new members in your group. So if you have a new group and you're finding a way to get your new members talking and participating, because obviously if they're new in a group, they might be a little bit apprehensive or shy to share their stories, then this way you can actually ask them to post a selfie and then introduce themselves. So I would use the prompt and say, show me your best selfie and introduce yourself. Tell us who you are. And from there, they can upload their photos and say, hey, I'm 16 Ramos and I'm in this group because I want to learn about business. And, you know, that way you can comment on each of the photos and welcome them. It's just a creative way, a fun way to welcome your new members. Hey, Sheila. Hey, Jonna, Aisel, Charlene, Maria, Alan. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Joy is tuning in from Bulacan. Roxanne, Blessy, hello. Muriel sent me 50 stars. Thank you so much. Jack is with us. Milana, May, thank you, guys. So that's how you use Facebook prompts. Let me know your feedback. Have you guys used Facebook prompts in your Facebook groups? How do you like it for those of you who've already tried it? And if you haven't tried it, how do you reckon you would use Facebook prompts for your business? Let me know. Send me a comment right here on my live broadcast or send me a comment on my YouTube video if you're watching this from YouTube, or reach out to me on my socials. I would really love to know. So again, guys, there is a free download that I've included with this video. So if you want to get yourself going with your Facebook prompts and you don't quite know where to start, download my 100 Facebook prompts guide. It's a PDF guide, easy to download on your phone. So all you need to do is click that link in the descriptions or my captions, enter your email, and you shall receive this free download in your email. So thank you guys for tuning in. There you have it. It's quite a short episode today. I'm just really excited to see your prompts, you guys. And if I belong to any of your groups, tag me in your prompts and I'll be happy to get the conversation going for you. I'll see you again soon. Happy weekend.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.